Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 182 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I'm recording from my hotel room in Vegas. I'm here doing the Brad Garrett Comedy Club, and I just realized I'm recording from my hotel room in Vegas. I'm in Vegas, baby, and I'm doing a podcast? Something wrong with me. Well, let's get right to it. Listen, you know, I said a long time ago that I don't want to be all Trump all the time, but apparently it works because Stephen Colbert is number one in late night, and Jimmy Fallon is saying that that ruffling of Trump's hair was a big mistake, and he was very upset by how the backlash, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he says he's not a political comedian. People around him say he's not a political comedian, but his ratings are dropping, and Colbert's number one. So maybe this podcast should be a little more Trumpy, a little more Trumpy. Also, and this was actually, listen, in my opinion, Dave Chappelle can do no wrong. Okay, I love Dave, and Dave came out and apologized for saying give Trump a chance when he did his Saturday Night Live monologue. It was a brilliant episode of Saturday Night Live. I know you saw it, and Dave gave a brilliant monologue, and he said in the end that we have to give, well, he wanted us to give Trump a chance, and he wanted the Trump administration to give a chance to the disenfranchised people of America, people of color, alternative lifestyle, women, you name it, any group that's basically not white men. And now Dave says he was wrong, and Trump's proven that. And but I don't blame Dave, but I respect him for saying that, hey, I took a shot, and I was wrong. So that's good. So let's get into it. Since my last podcast, and we all laughed when he did it, Trump came out and said that, you know, the original story, right, that he fired Comey, the head of the FBI, for being too hard on Hillary Clinton, that one didn't quite hold up. Somehow people didn't buy it. So he came out the next day, well, a couple of days later, and he said that he fired Comey because Comey was just a showboat and a grandstander. Yeah, Donald Trump said that. And he also said he fired him because, you know, he kept working on this Russia thing, which was just fake news. So basically, Trump admitted that he fired Comey for investigating the ties with Russia that affected the election. He also probably fired him because, let's face it, Comey is tall and has full-size hands. And you know Trump doesn't like men with full-size hands in the same room as him. So now we have that. We have that as fact, that Trump fired Comey because of Comey's investigation in Russia. Now, since then, more information has come out. It's come out that Trump did ask Comey to not invest, you know, whether or not he was investigating him. And the latest thing in Comey's notes, it seems that Trump told Comey, you know, can't we let Flynn go? Just let go of this Russia thing. Stop investigating Flynn, which is truly just obstruction of justice, right? The president is the FBI director's boss, and he asked him to let it go when investigating someone. So we have all of this, and now Congress wants to see the notes that Comey has now. So that's one thing. That's one major problem, possibly illegal act by Trump. Then we have the fact Trump had a meeting at the White House with the Russian foreign minister and the ambassador from Russia. And he just apparently released some classified information. He gave him some classified information about the Islamic State. The dangerous thing is here's the thing. I'm reading this from the article from the Washington Post. The information the president relayed has been provided by a U.S. partner through an intelligence sharing agreement considered so sensitive that details have been withheld from allies and tightly restricted even within the United States government. So Trump gave this information to the Russians, just, you know, bullshitting around the White House. Maybe he was showboating, doing a little grandstand and say, hey, look at the kind of secrets I have. And the danger is that the source of the information is now at risk, apparently. You know, some spies are at risk. Now, Trump can get away with this because apparently, the way it works, the president can declassify information. So Trump could have released this information, then been told that this was highly classified, you shouldn't have done it, and then say, nah, I'll declassify it. So now we have Trump with the Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, and Ambassador Kislev in the Oval Office, and he's giving them secrets about that we have from ISIS, got from secret sources. And here's, I mean, well, okay, I don't know which is the funniest outcome of this. And it's ridiculously serious, but there are two hilarious outcomes. One, when Fox News says, well, you know, he didn't know. He didn't know what he was doing. And besides, Hillary was worse. Hillary released worse information. What? Are we going back to Benghazi? Of course we are. Now, this is why you really don't have to worry. And I admire him because he kept a straight face while he said it. Vladimir Putin said he'll hand over the transcripts of the meeting from the Russian foreign minister and President Trump. Putin said he'll give the... Hey, listen, you don't trust Donald Trump, I'll tell you what was said at the meeting. You got to believe me, right? Wow. So look at that. So you have the FBI director, Comey, is obviously coming up close on some information going on between the Russians hacking the election and members of Donald Trump, if not Donald Trump directly, which we know it was, but members of Trump's team, inner circle, meeting with the Russians. So Comey comes on that, and Trump fires Comey and says, that's why I fired him, because of the Russian investigation. And then it comes out that Trump told Comey to stop investigating Flynn, right, who resigned a while ago because of his involvement with Russia. Then Trump has a meeting at the White House with the Russian ambassador and foreign intelligence guy, gives them classified information that hasn't even been released to our allies, and also jeopardizes the source of this information. And then Putin says, nah, don't worry about it, I'll release the transcripts, I'll tell you what was said, I'll prove it wasn't secret. Wow, all of this stacks up. Boom, 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 right? So here's the thing. Now, You look at all this, and the left is saying, well, this is it. Trump has to be impeached now. I mean, it, you know, incompetence bordering on illegality, et cetera, et cetera. No, not so fast. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe that any of this will bring Trump down. Remember during Trump's campaign how many things like this happened and came out, and people just dismiss it. I'm gonna tell you, the problem, once again, is the partisan news and partisan beliefs we have, so we only listen to our side. Now, I happen to be in Valencia. Valencia is a suburb, I don't know, 30 miles north of L.A. I had a house up there for a little while. Great house, cheap price, hated living there. Well, Valencia is a red, I think it's a red neighborhood. Yeah, it's red. It's Republican. It's white Republican. It's mixing. But anyway, that's not important. This is the thing. I'm hanging out, I'm at a Starbucks with a friend, and I'm overhearing a conversation at the table next to us. And this white guy in Valencia, like Republican, Trump supporter, blah, 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 he was talking to his friends, and they were saying Trump waited too long to fire Comey because the FBI can manufacture evidence against you and create a case. You see, like, he believes that as strongly as any left-wing Democrat, whatever, believes Trump should be impeached. Last night after the show, I was talking to a friend, and this guy is a Republican. He owns a business. He's a stock market investor type guy. You know, he's white, rich, et cetera, et cetera. He said, you know, this whole thing with the Russians is just a manufactured conspiracy theory. He's like, Russians, it's just like aliens. And besides, Hillary's worse. Hillary's just as bad. See, that's the thing. People don't realize, for one thing, you have this false equivalency with Hillary Clinton, as if Hillary Clinton would be this incompetent in releasing secrets, as if Hillary Clinton would be this incompetent as in ignoring the Constitution. With her experience, now you may not like Hillary Clinton, and that's fine. Don't like her, don't trust her, whatever. But don't say that Hillary Clinton was as incompetent when it comes to knowledge of the Constitution and how government works and blah, blah, blah. Now, this guy, the businessman, was saying, well, they're all politicians, you know, and politicians' only job is to get reelected. Yeah, but politicians also know how government works, and politicians don't. Can you imagine, you know, the argument that what if Obama did it? Forget that. What if Hillary Clinton had a meeting with the Russian ambassador and just started telling him classified information? Republicans would want to hang her. They'd want to go back to like the 1820s where you just hung people for treason in the middle of town square. They'd have lost their shit, completely lost their mind. With Trump, they're like, well, being president is hard and he doesn't quite know how to do it. See, this is the thing about this whole idea of electing someone with no experience. You know, they don't know what they're doing. So my point being that people who think this is a slam dunk, that Trump is going to lose his office because of this, I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I don't think Trump is going to lose office over this. The classified information, he can simply declassify, and now it's not a crime to let it go. The whole Comey Russian investigation, listen, they're going to put a puppet into that job. They're going to put him in Sessions, are going to put a puppet into the FBI director job, and they're not going to investigate Russia any deeper, and it's going to go away. That's my prediction. I don't think Trump, would I love to see him gone? Absolutely. Do I believe he's going to be gone? Sorry, but no. And there's a lot of people who still support him. This rich white businessman that I know, he doesn't want to pay taxes. And that's all they care about. They want this Trump ridiculously huge tax cut that rich people are going to get. I read an article about people with money voted for Trump, which I understand, except that they said people making $50,000 a year or more. You think that's money. Granted, $50,000 a year is a lot more money if you live in, say, I don't know, Idaho or Arkansas versus if you live in California or New York. But $50,000 a year does not put you in the 1%. But these people, and this goes back to Reagan, they believe they are part of the 1%. They believe in tax cuts for the rich because they either think they are rich or they think they're going to be rich. And they don't understand. Rich, in that sense, I think starts at 8 figures. I think you got to have at least $10 million to be in that club. You know, we're talking about people with millions and tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Look, I make a good living, but I am damn sure not in that club. But whatever. My point is that you think Trump is gone. He's not gone. You think this can't be forgiven and whitewashed? And sorry about the pun, whitewashing. But yeah, this will go away. This will go away. He will get away with it. Okay, that's my opinion. I hope I'm wrong. I'm wrong about every sports pick I make. Maybe I'm wrong in politics too. Hey, I picked Hillary. I was wrong then. I hope I'm wrong now. I did a show with a guy named Owen Smith, brilliant comic, writer, producer, the whole bit. He had an idea for a show. It was called Notebooks. And we comics went through our old notebooks and found, you know, jokes that we used to do, et cetera, et cetera. And in my old notebook, I found a joke about Dan Quayle. And I had to explain to the young kids in the audience, the millennials, they don't remember. Dan Quayle was vice presidential candidate under Bush 1. And he basically, his political career ended because he spelled potato wrong. He spelled potato with an E, okay? And he was ridiculed as being ignorant and incompetent. And so can you imagine? Look how much we've changed. Now, that's from 1992 to 2017. So in 1992, your political career ended because you spelled potato wrong. In 2017, you can grab women by the pussy. You can call all Mexicans rapists and drug dealers. You can support jailing of innocent black people, killing innocent black people. You can, you know, you become president, and then you ban Muslims based on your religion, and you give the Russians secret information, and you fire the FBI director for investigating you, and there's no problem. Somewhere, Dan Quayle is shaking his head saying, "Potato, that was my sin? Potato?" Yes, America, that's how far we've slipped from potato to grab him by the pussy. I'm done. That's all I got to say about it. But don't worry, there'll be more Trump stuff next week. Even Saturday Night Live is getting tired of Trump. There are more and more, and people are just saying, can we just get one day where he doesn't say or do something either ridiculous or incompetent or embarrassing or illegal or all of the above? Just one day where he doesn't do that. I don't think we're going to get that day. Getting back to sports, because you know I love sports. NBA, it looks more and more like it's just going to be Cleveland versus Golden State. That rivalry's growing. The NBA draft, and again, if you're not a basketball fan, you shut this off now because now we're getting into stuff you don't care about. But it looks like the Celtics have the number one pick and the Lakers have the number three pick. And the last time they were picking this high, we ended up with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson in a beautiful rivalry between the Lakers and the Celtics that many argue built the NBA that we have now. So let's hope it happens again because, you know, well, the Celtics are strong, but the Lakers suck and the Lakers need to be good. So we'll see how that goes. It's very interesting. Whole side story about a player named Lonzo Ball, whose father, LeVar Ball, is out of his mind, created a $500 sneaker, talks shit. His father's talking shit to people like LeBron James and Steph Curry. Can you imagine you're going into the NBA and your dad's talking shit to two of the best players in the league? One is the best player on earth. That would be LeBron, not Steph. Sorry, people. But imagine you're starting a new job, right? You're just out of college and you're starting a new job and your boss has been talking shit to the best people in the world at your profession. And now you got to go in and go up against them. Yeah, good luck, Lonzo. He'll be all right. But anyway, that's it. That's all I got for episode 182. I'm going to enjoy my week in Vegas. I'm renting a motorcycle. I'm going for a ride. Then I'm going to drive some exotics. I'm going to one of those tracks and driving a Lamborghini and a Ferrari. Why? Because I never have. And I want to live like the 1% for one day, for an hour, for a few laps. It'll be fun. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? You are. Best people on earth. Thank you.